wonder, and sometimes that's where we are. We're in the wilderness, and we're wondering if God is going to do it. And God is saying, celebrate while you're in the wilderness. Celebrate before you get it, because I'm going to give you what you need. I'm going to, oh, come on and say, man, he's my provider. He's Jehovah Jireh. Come on and say hallelujah. We need to know that my God will supply all your needs.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. The gospel is on your radio. Call a friend. Tell somebody. 88.1.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I
do. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, as we turn our attention to your word, move and minister by your spirit as only you can. Speak to our hearts. Give us understanding of your word, of the principles, so that we might practice them for profit and give you praise. We glorify you, God, and we ask that you would have your way. Let your spirit flow in this place. That your people will hear you and heed you. And God, we will be ever so careful to give you the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. There is a word in Mark chapter 5, verse 25, and a few of the following verses. Mark chapter 5, verse 25. And it says, and a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. I want to talk for just a little while. A decreed moment of change. A decreed moment of change. My brothers and sisters, wisdom teaches you differences. Differences in things, in timing, in seasons. As a matter of fact, a moment defined as a measure in time or an event, an experience, or an example in time. A moment changes day to another day. A moment changes one calendar year to another calendar year. A moment changes a season from one season to the next season. A moment changes your status from broke to rich. A moment changes your health from good to bad. There is power in a moment. One of the things wisdom does is it helps you to discern moments, to know the difference between moments. I want to just share just a few moments as it relates to healing. In Mark chapter 8, verse 5 through 13, there is a definitive moment of change when the centurion went to Jesus and asked him to heal his servant who was at home sick with the palsy. And Jesus was so impressed at the man in how he came in such a definitive way and spoke what he wanted and spoke what he expected to happen. And with that kind of defined faith, Jesus said that there was no such faith like that in Israel. And so that man had a definitive moment that brought about his change. Matthew 8, verse 5 through 13. But in Mark chapter 10, verse 46 through 56, Bartimaeus had a discerned moment of change when Jesus was on his way to Jericho. And Bartimaeus heard that Jesus was coming and knew he may not have another opportunity to have a moment of change to receive his sight. So he shouted out to Jesus, discerning that this was his moment. And Jesus called for him to be brought forth. And Bartimaeus requested his sight and got it because